Welcome back to Life Stories. Ali Meehan, social entrepreneur, is with me this week, sharing her own life story. Ali, we mentioned that you met your husband when you were in Herve, in Kent. Why didn't you just decide to settle down and live in married bliss in Herve? What was the spark that brought you here?
Yeah, I think because he was already living here and loved living here. His son was living here and his son had just had a child, so he wanted to be, it was his first grandchild, so he wanted to be the grandparent here. And it's a fabulous way of life here. It's much more relaxed than the UK. In fact, I think it's getting, the disparity is getting bigger, I think, than the UK now. And it gave, because my company said I could be based here and then just commute, it gave me the opportunity to do both things. So
it was a fairly lucky break.
Yeah.
And had you had experience of Spain before you were brought up?
No, I think I'd been here once before on a girls' weekend, but that was it. So I didn't know Fuengirola at all. In fact, I had a very bad impression of the Costa del Sol. I thought it was the place of Kiss Me Quick Cats and terrible Brits abroad, but actually it's Fuengirola particularly is a Spanish working town, and in the summer we get far more Spanish holidaymakers than English. And I live in Nospoliches, which is just the next part up, and that's full of Scandinavians and all sorts of different nationalities.
So your husband was based here?
He was based here.
So he did quite well?
Yeah. He'd been here a few years by the time I met him.
Was it an easy transition for you? I mean, presumably you had lived abroad, so living abroad wasn't difficult.
Yeah.
But coming to a country again that you didn't know, with a town you didn't know, were there challenges?
There were challenges because I didn't, I'd never learned Spanish. I'd never intended to learn Spanish because I didn't think I was going to move to Spain. So my father was a French teacher at one point in his life, so I'd always been brought up to speak French. So the first few forays into the supermarket was me speaking foreign, which was then French. So there were challenges as far as that was concerned. Working from home was a challenge because I didn't really get to see anybody and tended to be a bit stir crazy. But it gave me the opportunity to move somewhere that I love and not reinvent myself, but give back to the local community, which is what I think Costa Women does.
Because it was quite a big change. You got married, so then you became a stepmother.
Yeah.
You then left Kent, where you'd been for 17 years, installed yourself in a new country where you couldn't speak the language.
Yeah.
And then, had to reinvent yourself. Were there times when you thought, what have I done?
There were times when I missed my best friends, really, and just sitting down with somebody and, asking those questions, but my husband was very supportive and still is. I mean, I couldn't do Costa Women without him because it takes up a lot of my time and, I'm out a lot of the time too. So with his support, I was able to do it.
And is Costa Women still just run by you with the support of your husband? There's not a team behind it?
Each of the groups, the local groups, are run by women. So we've got 23 groups, so 23 hosts, as it were. And some of those groups have got more than one person hosting it, just so that there's support there. But everything else is just run by me.
And has the move here provided you with the freedom to expand in a way that you never thought was possible in, say, the UK?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine doing what I'm doing in the UK. I'm sure I have got friends through social media who run communities there. And communities for foreigners in the UK. So, the opposite of what we're doing here. But I couldn't imagine being able to make the difference that I've made to my life in the UK as I've been able to do it here.
And was it difficult to start it up and to get the message out there that this is something new, that this is what you're trying to do, to get people on board in the first place?
Yeah, well, it was funny because we... when we got married, we'd just come back from the Middle East, so we weren't married when we were here. And we went to live in Thailand for 8 months to work for a friend of ours. And I actually created Costa Women on my kitchen table in Thailand. But again, when we came back, I knew nobody. So I joined a book club, and the ladies of the book club, I said to them about this idea I'd had for Costa Women and did they think it would work? And they said yes, they thought it did. And they all joined, And funny enough, the Surin English saw an advert that I put in for the book club into the Surin English, and one of their reporters rang me up and said that the editor wasn't interested in the book club, she was interested in Coastal Women, what was it? And that gave me my first story about Coastal Women, which then started the whole thing off. So it's grown from there, really.
Ali, what's your fourth piece of music, and why this one?
My fourth piece of music is by a Canadian group called Vent du Nord, who my husband loves folk music. And a couple of years ago in Benalmádena, they had Costa del Folk. And Vent du Nord came over and they were brilliant. Again, very upbeat and good fun. They sing in French, but I just love their music. It's really good fun.
Welcome back to Life Stories with me, Ian Rutter. Today, I'm sitting in a cafe in Fuengirola with my guest, Ali Meehan, hence the noises you can hear in the background. And Ali is the founder of the social network, Coastal Women. And Ali, we mentioned that, obviously, you met your husband who had property here, and you decided then to come over and live in Spain. Was there a moment when you decided that Spain would be your preferred choice of home together, rather than the UK? Was there a moment you saw, let's go and live there?
Yeah, I think when I first moved over, and I think this has been the case for other women that I've talked to, it's you go through that disillusionment stage at one point. So then I went back to the UK just for a visit for a week, and then when I came back again, I realised how amazing it was here. I think sometimes you need to leave the environment you're in to really appreciate how amazing it was. So it was coming back to Spain and realising how relaxed it is here. And when you go back to your own country, even if you just go for a visit, it's people just don't understand, really. It's like you're talking another language, even if you're not, because expats are, they're almost like a different breed. They want things, they want more than their own environment. They want something a bit deeper, a bit bigger, a bit more interesting, and yeah. I think people find that quite difficult to handle.
Do you find running a social network predominantly for expats, do you find that you've created a bubble around yourself that prevents you from getting out and becoming completely integrated into the Spanish way of life?
No, because we have Spanish members. So, for instance, we've got a coffee morning in Fuengirola this week, and we have a group of Spanish women that come along, so they'll spend half of the time talking Spanish and we'll spend half the time talking English, so there's like an intercambio going on.
Yeah.
I've got good friends that are Spanish here. If I go down my street, which is why it's so different to the UK, I'll go down my street, I'll see so many people that I know, in quotes, who are my neighbours, who will stop and say hello, and they're Spanish. So there is that. There are places where you could live in a bubble, but my lifestyle's not like that. So I think you move to a country for a reason. Normally it has got a lot to do with the culture and the people that are there. So really it's a bit of an anathema to me that people end up in a bubble.
Mm. And presumably the reason for you moving here was your new family.
Yeah.
Fundamentally.
Yeah.
Who did you leave behind in the UK? Your parents still there?
My parents were still there. My father had died, so it's just my mum and my sister. Yeah. And then just friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you first moved here, did you find it difficult to integrate into the way of life here? Or was it easier because there was a larger expat community in and around Fuengirola?
I don't think we ever actually got into an expat community from day one. So, because it's only really since we've been back to Spain that I've increased my network to foreigners.
And do Spanish businesses that you come across understand what you're doing with Coastal Women? Do they appreciate the work that you're doing? And do they get why there's a need? And is there a collaboration between Spanish businesses and your membership?
Yes, I think there is. I mean, because there are Spanish women's networking groups here. So, and I think there is an understanding that that we do want to integrate with them. We don't want to set a bubble up of just a women's group. And that we want to find out more about them, about their culture, understand you know, why they do the things they do, and to enjoy their lifestyle.
And do you think, in this day and age particularly, there is a lot of talk about diversity and inclusion and equality?
Yeah.
And that's a debate that rages quite a lot in Spain as well.
Yeah.
Do you feel a responsibility to help drive that agenda, particularly when it comes to equality? And is there traction in Spain? Do you think things are changing here in Spain?
I think things are changing, but very slowly. Because it's been a very machista way of living for a long time. So I think they are changing, but it is taking a long time to change. But anything we can do to drive that forward is good.
Your fifth piece of music now, Ali. What is it and why?
Right, my fifth piece of music just reminds me of Dubai. So it's Habibi Noor Alin, which is an Arabic song, which we used to hear a lot when we went out to Arabic nights and events and things. Just reminds me of our time in Dubai.
Welcome back to the final part of this week's Live Stories. I'm enjoying a coffee at a cafe in Fuengirola with my guest, Ali Meehan, founder of the social network Costa Women. Ali, what does the future hold for you here, and what are your aims for Costa Women?
Hopefully the future's bright. Obviously, we have Brexit hanging over our heads at the moment, so we can't really say, but hopefully it's going to be bright. It's growing the community even bigger, because there's still women coming here, regardless of Brexit or because of Brexit, they're coming here still. So it's to help more women, as you know, if I can do, to host more events like the International Women's Day conference we did, those sort of big events that reach out to people. To get some groups going in other parts of Spain that we haven't even reached yet. Just to continue enjoying the networking and watching women grow. We've got some extraordinary business women in the group that are, they may have just created a business here. We every year in August I do something called Action August, because August tends to be a bit quiet. And we've had two businesses set up during that August time, and the women that are running them are just doing amazing things. So.
And you mentioned International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've run conferences for the last 2 years?
Yeah, no, 5 years.
Last 5 years?
Yeah.
And where are they held, and what sort of content?
Okay, we've held them for the last 4 years, Andalusia Lab. Which I think is a fabulous facility. Not a lot of people realise that it's actually a co-working space on the way to Marbella. The team there, especially Jose Cordoba, who runs it, is very supportive of what we're doing. And the idea is that we have women there that talk for 25 minutes, no more, but on topics that women are facing in their business lives normally. So what I do is I do a survey before the event and ask women, you know, what particular challenges are you facing at the moment, and then try and get some speakers to talk on those specific topics. We had 125 at the event in March, and it's just growing every year. So the idea is to continue doing those events.
And have you ever, in the 7 year span that Costa Women has been running, have you ever had an exit strategy, or has its growth taken you by surprise and you've just run with it?
I think it has taken me by surprise. I didn't realise how big it was going to grow. I can still remember the excitement of my 100th member. And that seems awfully long time ago now. And there's been no... My husband always say it's like our retirement job, as it were, even, you know. So we'll carry on doing it for the foreseeable future.
And has it ever scared you, the fact that it's become so big?
Yeah, sometimes I get scared that, you know, it is so big, and at the moment with the actual running of it, there's just me. For instance, the girls at Christmas gave me a big jar full of thank you notes, which, you know, when things like that happen, then you just want to continue doing it, because it's just extraordinary.
But do you ever get a chance to get out and about and enjoy this amazing country?
No. Or do you I can't ever have an argument with my husband in the supermarket, because people know who I am. We do get out and about, particularly in the summer. We're both very much beach people, so we love going to the beach in the summer. And we do get out and about and explore Spain, because it's got so many diverse places to go to. you know, I think people just think of Spain as the Costa del Sol, and the Costa del Sol just is an English bar on the beach that sells bacon sandwiches, but it's nothing like that. And if you're misfortunate enough to have found that, then it's all sad for you, because it's so much more.
Yeah. And do you now feel firmly entrenched and that this is your forever home?
Yes. Yeah, we do, both of us. We can't imagine going back to the UK permanently. We've surrounded ourselves with friends that have got the same viewpoint. So if ever there was a wobble, not that I can imagine that there would be, but if ever there was, then, you know, our friends would just slap us about and say, pull yourself together. The thing is, we've lived out of the UK since 2000. Well, I've lived out of the UK since 2002 now. It will have changed dramatically. So although when we go back for holidays and things, you do see part of it, to live there, it's just going to be like going to a completely different country, I think.
I mean, even when you go back and visit, does it feel strange to you now?
It does. I mean, just things like on a Sunday, going somewhere, I can't believe the traffic on the roads. Because people have Sunday, it's like a normal day. Whereas here, Sunday, the shops are closed. In Los Beliches, the shops shut on Saturday afternoon. They don't open in the evening. And it's very much about family quality time. Whereas in the UK, people are just shopping 24/7. So it's a completely different way of living.
Do you ever see yourself retiring? Or do you just think, this has given me the scope to keep on working for as long as I like, because I love it?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. I can't imagine retiring. That I'm enjoying giving back, using the lessons that I've learned over my life of working, and also new things that I'm learning every day, and giving those out in whatever way I can to other people. So I can't imagine myself retiring, no.
I can tell from the way you talk that you have absolutely no regrets about moving here. What are the elements that you love most about life in Spain?
There's so much. Lifestyle is just so much more family orientated, because you can get out and about, you can walk. I don't fear for my safety at all in any shape or form. I love the fact that my husband goes once a week to the market to buy our fruit and veg for the week, and it's fresh from the hills. It's great. It tastes of fruit and veg. There's certain Spanish bars that we go to. They know us. We're treated like we're family. I love ferias. I love flamenco. We've got the International Fuengirola Feria coming up with the Pueblos. So each of the cathetas is a country. There's so many activities and things going on. It's just a great place to live.
If anybody wants to know more about Costa Women, where can they find out about Costa Women?
They can just put costawomen.com into Google, or even if you just put Ali Meehan in there, you'll find something.
Oh, you're just all over the media, aren't you?
Or at Costa Women on Facebook or Twitter.
Ali, before we leave for today, what's your final piece of music, and why did you choose this one?
My final piece of music is Mr. Bojangles, which is a bit diverse from the other bits of music. When I was working at the law firm, there was a TV program called Annie McBeal. I don't know if you remember it.
Yes.
And I used to be very like her in my falling over and being very scatty. So the guys at work used to call me Annie McBeal. So Mr. Bojangles comes from that series, and it reminds me of those days.
Perfect. Coming up right now, thank you so much for being my guest and for sharing your life story.
Thank you, Ian.